welcome, and I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to figure out what we're talking about this episode.
We'll give you three guesses, and yeah. the first three don't count.
Absolutely not. Yeah, you got the car wash Rocky, and you got the just arrived in Russia Rocky. There you go.
That's right. That's right. I got this for Christmas. This is the it was called the Peaky Balboa.
So you did get the official one.
I did. I got the official one, the Peaky Balboa.
And did you compare it and look? It is exact.
It's identical. It's identical.
Oh, I gotta get it now. Yeah. I gotta get it. Yeah. I wasn't gonna get it at first. I was like, you know, they're all saying they're. Every time you type in, you know, Rocky IV hat yep. and stuff, there are a million of them pop up.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome. I got to get yep. it now. It looks great.
I've had this thing for years, and it's a little chilly in the basement tonight.
Is it?
So I'm very happy to put it on.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you can't see from here down because it's not a pretty sight. Ah. This thing got awful tight. But since I've owned it, I've only worn it a handful of times. It's not something that, first of all, it's a sweatshirt. So it's not like we wear sweatshirts a lot down here.
Yeah.
And also, it's, you know, a little flashy where it's not worn a lot, but I like it. I had the original one back in 85.
Did you really?
Adidas, yeah. They sold it with the pants. And then I even had the shoes, the white Adidas boxing shoes. But who knows what happened to them? Not that that thing was anyway. But.
Right.
But yeah, so those of you that saw last episode, we have Rocky III commentary watch, and we're going to do the same thing with Rocky IV.
Yes, we are.
Talk during it. So I guess without further ado, might as well get it started. Nicholas, you good with that?
Let's get right into it.
All right, let's go. So
I relocated, so we had a backdrop.
Oh, okay. See. Yeah, the Rocky III backdrop over there, too.
Yeah, cool. Yep.
Oh, well, now I'm looking at your background there. See what else you got going on. Now you got the boxing ring. Who is that in the ring? Obviously Rocky, but who else?
Oh, over here? I got Rocky and Clubber in this one.
That's Rocky Clubber. Okay.
Yeah. I should have been over here for our last one, I guess, with Rocky.
I know, right? So as every Rocky, except Balboa, starts with the ending of the last fight. So this is going to show you the ending of Rocky III with Clubber. But yes. They're having a little bit of a different intro to this one. We get to see the flags of the United States and Russia on the boxing glove. And it cracked me up on how they look toward each other. And they're all like weird looking and one breaks. And stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
But it made its point. And showing, you know, obviously Rocky beat Clubber. And then goes to the, it also shows the Apollo favor that he owed him when they went to fight. And then after that, it shows Rocky pulling up to the house and his son is outside with a video camera.
Dad, you're late. I'm going to yell at you.
And he's got your hat and shirt and jacket on.
Yep.
That's a great hat. I got to get that, man. I'm gonna
it's a nice hat.
A friend gave it to me. Like it?
Who punched you in the eye?
Who punched you in the eye?
Same friend.
That's hysterical.
Oh, you've been calling me names.
And they go inside. It's Paulie's birthday. So they're going to be celebrating Paulie's birthday.
Why don't you bring the cake in here? We can get the celebration underway.
Boy, am I hungry.
Paulie's as happy as ever. And then in comes rolling Sicko.
The rolling garbage can.
Robot.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Paulie. And it talks like a robot, of course.
Right. And, this was not. Did you have. I mean, I was not expecting that.
Oh, God, no. God, no. You know? I was like, what the heck is going on?
It's right? Like, really? A robot? If I'm Paulie, I'm a little pissed too. I'm like, where's my sports car?
Remember what he says is it parked in the driveway.
Yeah.
Wish I had one of these when I was a kid. Yeah, I don't know about that. And then, you know, Rocky comes in. This part I never really understood. What's the almost anniversary thing? Like, why did they even? Why didn't they just make it? The anniversary is the next day or something.
Yeah,
I can see they didn't want to do it on Paulie's birthday, and for whatever reason they wanted to have it Paulie's birthday. But when he says happy anniversary, she could have said, "Oh, it's not till tomorrow." That would have made more sense. She's like, "It's not till next week."
Right.
So I really don't understand the whole scene, like why they did it.
True.
Right.
True. But I do like the cake toppers.
Yeah. The bride and the groom.
Yeah.
That's funny. Long time. And then we get our first glimpse of Ivan Drago. Everybody that saw this film, as soon as they saw him, hated him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody.
He was ice cold. Just, you know what? Dolph played that perfectly.
He played it to a T. I mean, he wasn't supposed to be liked. I mean, so.
You're right.
And they go to the scene of Apollo in the pool playing with his dogs, and he sees that, you know, Drago's on the TV being introduced as joining American boxing. And then they cut to Rocky, who's polishing his car in the driveway, wearing
very nice.
This one here has the Adidas and the shoes. I had those shoes too.
Those are nice,
man. So yeah, he's cleaning the car, waxing the car, and he tells him, you know, Creed's on the phone. And he comes over and wants to talk to Rocky about taking on Apollo, taking on Drago.
Don't you think people expect to see Rocky whack this bum out first?
And like Paulie says, don't you think they're expecting Rocky to knock him out?
His purpose. I mean, what if this point in your life is worth getting hurt for?
And then here comes the robot.
Yeah. A little foreshadowing on Adrian's part there.
Yeah. Again, Adrian not being in his shell about saying something to Apollo. Like, you know, what are you doing? I mean, which is great because she should have been by now. If she was still shy, it wouldn't have made sense.
Right. Absolutely. Well, you know, you look at Apollo in the pool, and you're like, man, if there's a guy who can come back out of retirement and do it, that's the dude.
He's ripped.
Yeah.
He's more shredded in this film than he is in all the movies.
He's oh my God, he's amazing. Carl's got it going on.
Yeah.
Good genetics, good work ethic, whatever it is, the dude's got it going on.
I think it's all the above.
Yeah.
And then him and Rocky go into the, you know, trophy room or den or whatever, watching the old fight. And Paul's like, what are you using for a chin there, Stallion? You
know? I'm getting punchy just watching this.
And the way he's talking to Rocky here, it's all about the recognition. He's like, look, nobody's asking for autographs. You know, they don't care about you out of the ring. And Apollo... And Rocky goes to talk to him about being honest with him. He's like, look, man. He goes, you think it's maybe you against you?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Which he's right. Maybe it's like you against you. I mean, again, and then look how Rocky's evolved. That's what I think, sir.
Absolutely.
You really am speaking the truth.
Are you? Yeah, he tells him he's speaking the truth, and Apollo's like, I don't want to hear it. Because he knows.
Apollo, look. You're a great fighter, no doubt about that. But look, we got to face the facts, too. You don't want to believe it, but maybe the show is over.
And that's easy for you to say. You're still on top.
And that's all it was about right there.
What happens when you're not on top, then?
All about right there.
Where do we go?
He's not on top anymore. He's not being glorified anymore.
Right, it's the fame and the glory he misses.
We got to change sometime.
I don't want to change. I like who I am.
I like.
And I'm sure there's been many athletes
out there. You don't want to believe that ain't us up there no more, pal. We can't do that the way we did it before. We're changing. We're like turned into regular people.
That's right.
And you can forget all this money and stuff you got all around you, man, because it don't change a thing. You and me, we don't even have a choice. See, we're born with a killer instinct that you can't just turn off and on like some radio. We have to be.
He's telling him that he has to be in the center of the action. He has to be in the spotlight.
Some challenge.
Without, like he says, without a war fight, the warrior may as well be dead.
And again, Apollo makes the speech. You know, the man can make a speech.
He tells him, "Let's, you know, stand by my side this last time." And he's like, "All right, you know, you got it." And then, of course, the press conference comes with Drago and Apollo. And Apollo being the showman that he is.
Yeah.
Showboating, sarcastic, funny.
Yep.
Some folks got to learn the hard way.
And Drago's just sitting there like stone.
No, I'm not angry with him. See, I just want to shoot him.
I love the one line coming up, though. It always cracks me up.
How do you think Apollo should fight Drago?
Well, I think the first thing you better get Apollo is a ladder.
That's a big ladder.
Drago, how did it feel to spar with the great
right here.
Former champion?
Oh, this one?
This one.
Tongue didn't come
to a love it. I love
that. That was a good one. That was good.
That's a zinger.
In our country,
but look how the entire mood changes as soon as she says it'll be a great victory.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. When? You don't really think you're going to whip me.
I didn't come here to lose.
You hold on, little thing. You hold on.
Apollo changed completely when that was said. He was joking around.
And I beat the best. I retired more men than Social Security.
That's a great line.
That was a good one.
Where did you come from? What are you talking about?
You can box, yes, but you are far too old to think that you can win over Trump.
Is that a fact?
Yes, and it could be a painful one.
You put that heavy bag with eyeballs in the ring with
Rocky's
me.
Looking like, see, I knew it.
Here we go.
Don't make me out to be sad.
I knew it.
Talk about a friendly exhibition bout, so Comrade Big Mouth started.
And right? You know what? This came out in 85. I mean, it was the height of the Cold War.
Right.
President Reagan and Gorbachev having their meetings and trying to break down the wall.
Tear down that wall.
So this was high, you know, yeah. I mean, Russia was not on our list of friends, and
no,
war was still going on. I mean, it was, you know, it was the miracle on ice in the boxing ring,
right? And everybody was kind of like on edge, you know. Remember back then, you know, what's Russia gonna do, and you know, perfect timing on this movie.
Yeah. So he tells him, you know, just be careful out there, you know.
That's where you're wrong. This is not just an exhibition fight that doesn't mean anything. This is us against them.
Us against them.
Come on.
Apollo knew what it was.
Oh, yeah.
He knew it was more than just a little friendly exhibition bout. Like he said, it was us against them.
Yep.
It was the U.S. versus the USSR.
The nails.
He's like, he tells me you will when it's over. Now, again, did you really think Apollo was going to die?
No. I thought he was going to lose.
I did not.
Yeah, I.
Oh, I knew he was going to lose.
Yeah, I never thought that.
But I didn't know to what extent he was going to lose. I thought he was going to be put like in the hospital. I thought that kind of lose.
Yeah.
Did not think he was going to die.
Right. Absolutely.
Which surprised me very much.
Well,
and then, of course, you got Hellman coming down from the top of the stadium.
Yeah.
James Brown singing.
Well, I was going to say, after what happened to Mickey in 3.
Fireworks are going on.
You know. After what happened to Mickey in 3, why would you even think something like that was going to happen in 4? You know what I'm saying?
Right. With Apollo. I didn't think they'd kill off another major character.
Right.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed, 100%. It's almost like this is also going back to the original fight where he took it too lightly. It's all about the show. Look at me. Yes. I'm Apollo. I'm right. The champ. Master of the master. The king of Sting. You know, hey, you got enough names? You know, and he's not the taking it seriously. What happened last time? Yeah. What's that?
The Count of Monte Fisto.
Yeah. You think you got enough names? Patience, Stallion. Patience. Oh, man. It's funny when they come out, too, and Paulie takes the skull spear, whatever it is, and they're all looking at the girls like, eh.
I know. Come on, Paulie. Focus your attention.
Right? Tell us I owe you, Stallion. He's like, oh, no.
Yeah. Even. And we got Neiman back in the ring again.
Leroy Neiman. Another announcer again.
Yep.
So he was the announcer for Thunderlips and for this.
Right.
Yeah. And the fight's about to start. Everybody's cheering. They all start booing. Drago, of course. Tells him, Paul's like, it's time to go to school. First words out of Drago's mouth. You will lose.
You will lose.
Like his arms didn't move. Apollo hit him. He's like,
no. Man. No. Like
even Apollo was like, ooh, okay.
Steel girders.
Look at him.
And the biggest blunder or the biggest goof in all of the Rocky movies is right there. Yes. Where there was a glove. Then all of a sudden, no glove.
No glove. The
glove again. Yes?
Yep. Now the fight starts. You know, Creed's bouncing around, dancing around, throwing jabs at him here and there. Nothing crazy. Hitting him with some combinations. And then the Russian coach yelled at him.
Said something.
And Drago just unleashed on him. And the bell's ringing, the end of the first round. Apollo's like a lifeless doll in the corner.
Right.
I mean, he took the shots. And then Drago's just like, yeah. Rocky looks at Apollo. And I mean, Rocky looks at Drago, and Drago just shakes his head like, really? This is who you give me? Paul tells him not to stop the fight. Promise me you're not going to stop the fight. It's almost as if at that point right there, he knew.
Yes, I agree.
He knew.
Right.
He's like, I can't live with the fact that I'm going to lose. Especially when he says, don't stop the fight. And he pauses and he's like, no matter what.
Yes. You knew something bad was going to happen.
Like I said, I didn't think he was going to kill him. I thought they were going to put him in the hospital.
No.
He's going to be like in a coma for the rest of the film or something.
Right.
But, yeah, he's not looking good. His legs are rubbery. He's barely throwing shots. And then Drago just, oh, my God. Duke's yelling at Rocky to throw the towel. Apollo says no. Man, he's hitting him with some shots. And, of course, he hits him with the final shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, Duke's yelling. He's laying on the ground twitching. You know, I saw an interview with Carl Weathers who said that he added the twitching where he was going like this with his body.
Right, right.
And everybody on set freaked out. They didn't know what was going on because they didn't expect him to do it. They
thought he was going to bring that up. Yeah. I was going to bring that up too. Yeah, it was so realistic that they were like, are you okay?
Right. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Apollo does die. Rocky goes to the funeral. There's a nice little eulogy. And he says it. He sums it up in the eulogy. Yep. Did everything the way you wanted it. He says he didn't understand it, but
now I do.
Yep. He gives him the heavyweight champ belt, lays it on the flowers like that. I mean, you know, it's sad. You know, obviously, everybody liked Apollo. Even when you weren't supposed to like him, you liked him.
Well, even, you know, in all of the first, you know, 1, 2, and 3 is just, you know, the original 1, 2, and 3 is like, you never hated him.
No.
You respected the man for what he was doing.
Right.
You know.
And then, of course, you see the press conference of Rocky and Drago. Perfectly bred athlete ever. This other man has not. He says, this other man doesn't have the size, the genetics. You know, it's impossible for this little man to win.
Yeah. Well, when he said genetics, that the light bulb went off.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, and you kind of knew that anyway. I mean, you heard all the stuff and the rumors in sports in general, especially at the Olympics. Russian athletes were all juiced up.
Yeah.
You know, so they were touching base on that, which made sense.
Sure.
And Paulie. I'm the unsilent majority.
I love that line. I always love it. I'm the unsilent majority.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. We go. They're like robots, you know?
Yeah.
And then the press hounds over Adrian. Adrian doesn't even know what the heck's going on. She didn't even know Rocky had the press conference.
Right.
Like,
right.
What is happening? Rocky comes home late at night. Adrian's upstairs. You know, what's happening here? What are you doing? And another good Adrian Rocky speech together. Yeah. Like, where are you going? Russia.
It's going to be cold there.
I ain't going to think about nothing except him.
Rocky. Crazy.
Don't do this. A lot of people know it's hurt.
You know, she's being realistic about it, all right? He's only so much younger than Apollo. He hasn't boxed. You know, he's, I don't want to say retired, but he's retired. You know, he's still champ, but he hasn't been fighting like he was.
Right.
And Ukraine's gonna get killed. I mean, she saw what just happened.
Oh my God! What Drago just did to a, you know, Creed was retired, but Creed was in amazing shape.
Sure. You're
thinking everybody else does.
Because I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian. That's what you marry. We can't change what we are.
Adrian fights back again. And it's good. Yeah, it's pretty cool how he's planting the seed about you can't change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's suicide. You see, you know how strong he is.
Here it comes.
You can't win.
Oh boy.
Boom.
That was brutal.
Yeah. That's a right hook.
And Rocky's even looking like a beaten man already. He's looking down. He's like, he says, maybe I can't win.
Maybe I can, yeah.
Then we know the speech from there. He's,
yeah.
She's like, oh, great. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. It's warm and fuzzy before bed.
She's like, he's going to have to will him to die himself, and I don't think he's ready to do that. And then the first of the 80s like montage music videos.
Right.
We get a close up look of Southpaw on the license plate. He's juicing up the Lamborghini Jalpa with the No Easy Way Out song.
Yeah, I never really thought of it until recently as a 80s music video, but now that, you know, it's been said. Like, okay, I see it. I see it.
I mean, there is. I mean, there's a few, you know, and he has two, well, not two. I mean, this soundtrack was ridiculous.
Oh, I mean,
it had a ton of songs on it. It was all over the radio.
Yeah.
It was, you know, Rocky III had Eye of the Tiger. And then, of course, the other Rocky songs by Bill Conti. But Eye of the Tiger was all over the radio. But that was it.
Oh, it was huge. But
this one here, you had four songs, I believe, on the radio a lot.
Oh, yeah, because there was...
Yeah, this Matt one, Cafferty, Boy Out. What's that?
Hearts on Fire.
Hearts on Fire.
John Cafferty and Beaver Brown Band.
Yeah, and then you had Burning Heart with Survivor.
Yep.
No Easy Way Out, Hearts on Fire, Burning Heart. Was there a fourth? Or am I just thinking, no, maybe not? I mean, he had the Double or Nothing song when they were by Kenny Loggins.
There was another one. It was kind of obscure. It was by a British band or an English band.
I know which one. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. I can't think of it. It's on one of my, it's like on my PlayStation Rocky games. It's old, you know, but it's, yeah.
And of course, during this whole video, they're showing clips of Rocky to Rocky III. He's looking at Mickey. He's looking at Apollo getting killed. He's racing Apollo. It's just a whole montage of Rocky to Rocky III.
Yeah.
With Drago versus Apollo mixed in.
Right. Which is, I thought was very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very well done.
And, you know, so they come back. They're packing up to go to Russia. And Rocky's talking to his son, who the kid who played him was named Rocky.
Rocky, which is Krakow. Crazy. Krakow, right? That was awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Every second you're scared. Well, a big giant man wanted to beat me up. I'd be
right.
Kid's got a point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There's another good. This is like a subtle speech, you know, because he's just talking so matter of factly. He's not really. He's like, I wish I'd get hit on the chin so I could end it all. He goes, but then the other side.
Yeah.
One more round. Yeah, there you go. This makes all the difference in your life. Going out one more round when you don't think you can make all the difference in your life.
Right.
See, we watch this every Christmas because it's a Christmas movie.
I couldn't agree more.
I talk that way to my family. Like, listen, they it's on Christmas. The robot's got the Santa hat on.
Yeah.
You know? He yells Merry Christmas at the end.
It's hey, Christmas. Rocky V's a Christmas movie, too.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
And the scene, yeah.
Just like, you know, Rocky is the best Thanksgiving movie ever made.
Yeah, exactly. So then we hear Burning Heart by Survivor, where they land in Russia, which was played by Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Okay.
They filmed it in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and changed all the building signs to Russian and changed everything to look like Russia.
Okay.
And we have this looks like this good-looking guy who's my co-host. Look at him. Who could be as cool as that? Paulie sounds like Dracula's cousin.
I know. I love it. Paulie is just the... Paulie's a bomb.
He just kills me. He's so funny. And then they come out to this like desolate area. There's nothing around.
Right.
There's like a cabin and another shed. He planted to grow reindeer.
I know.
And he goes, who are they? Chaperones.
Yeah. You gotta complain.
Right?
I know my head, but
sounds like Dracula's cousin. That kills me.
Yeah.
This is below a human standard. There's no antennas. You gotta complain. What's out here? You have everything I have been.
There's Paulie-isms that just stick.
You can make a whole book.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's so funny about this scene too is that everybody goes walking towards the cabin.
Yeah,
Paul goes walking off into this field of snow.
Right, where is he going? So you going looking for reindeer?
And Duke's just like, all right, man, let's go.
Yeah.
What about the Rose Bowl game?
No room service, I bet. I hope they got my comics here.
Room service. Who's going to come out there? Oh. And here he goes. Look at him. He's falling. He's knee deep in snow. What is he doing?
I know, right?
Oh, my God. He's hysterical.
Polly.
You know, and then Duke goes upstairs.
Put down the four roses, Polly. Put down the four roses.
Oh, man. Duke goes upstairs to talk to Rocky.
Yeah, this is
this is great speech.
What a great speech, yeah.
Yeah. I know you're gonna have to do almost everything alone up here, but you know I'll be with you. Apollo was like my son.
This is heavy. This is.
I raised him. When he died, part of me died. But now, you're the one. You're the one that's going to keep his spirit alive. You're the one that's going to make sure that he didn't die for nothing.
This is great right here.
And you're going to have to go through hell.
He's telling
him. Worse than any nightmare that you ever dreamed. But in the end, I know you'll be the one standing.
There you go. So he ain't sugarcoating it. Duke's not playing it right. He's like, look, man, this isn't going to be easy.
Oh, no.
You're going to get the crap beat out of you. But,
and doesn't Tony Burton just pull in a stellar performance?
Love him.
Yeah.
Great job.
Amazing. Amazing.
Do it.
You know what you got to do. So do it. And then, of course, we see he goes out. There's a little collage of the type of training he's doing.
That's old school, buddy.
Old school right there. And then you got the new school where he's hooked up to all these machines and
yeah,
everything is all digital and indoors. And but yeah, he's running through the snow, he's running up the mountain, chopping wood,
throwing rocks
into the sled, and
just yeah, he's picking that, he's doing the poles with the rocks.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah, but he's doing the big, whatever you call it, mesh bag of rocks.
How about those? I don't even know what the heck you call them. He's on his back.
He's lifting his legs up.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
I tried to do that once.
Yeah. Crazy. Once. He's pulling the sled like down the bottom right here. Got Paulie and Rocks on the sled. He's pulling the sled.
Crazy.
Sawing wood, chopping trees down, which I thought was kind of cool.
I thought that was very
going down and the guy going down.
You know, when I saw that scene, I'm like, okay, that's foreshadowing.
Yeah.
You know, I knew what was going to happen at that point because I'm like, he's chopping the giant down.
Yeah. And then he gets back to the camp or to the cabin, and Adrian's there.
Yeah.
All bundled up.
Yeah. I was just going to, like an Eskimo.
Yeah, it's cool. And I think somebody had asked us in the live we did, do you think he would have done what he did if Adrian did not come back?
I don't feel
good,
no matter what.
Remember that question?
I do remember that question.
No. Yeah. I mean,
what
I
should answer.
I think so, because he was just – it was different this time around. Like, it wasn't like in 3 where his heart wasn't in it.
Right.
Like, he had his mindset as soon as he went to Russia.
Yes.
And he was already training harder than he was in 3 originally.
Right, right.
But when she came out there and said, I'm with you no matter what, that put him over the edge. That put him over the top. You knew.
I couldn't agree more.
He was – I'm winning.
Yep, I agree with you 100%.
And then he's skipping rope in the cabin, Hearts on Fire. I know my brother's favorite song.
Yes. Every time this comes on, I got to go right to my speed bag.
He's doing sit-ups off of a loft.
Yeah.
Skipping rope. I mean, the training sequence in this is just something else. And they're showing Drago do the same thing, but with digital, futuristic, you know, indoor equipment.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they did show the scene where Drago's getting the shot in his shoulder.
Right.
That kind of you knew at that point. This was a cool little throwback to Hercules, where he's lifting up the wheelbarrow thingy, yeah. the wagon. Everybody's on it. He's pushing that up. He's got the beard.
Did you see his freaking underneath his body, like his striads?
He's shredded.
Oh my God. Amazing.
He is just shredded. And now this is the Russia version of the Rocky steps, where he starts really running. And he got that top right scene coming up, where he makes it to the top of the mountain. And he gets up there, and he knows he did what he had to do.
I think it's... Other than him climbing to the top of the, you know, running to the top of the step,
yeah,
scene here is one of the most duplicated scenes in like TV comic, like the Family Guy, the Simpsons, there's a lot of places or a lot of things redo that, you know,
that's cool. And now they're in Russia. And they are about to go into the fight, which is a very different atmosphere than when they were in, well, when Apollo was in Las Vegas.
Right.
Here's a good little speech from Paulie.
Give me respect. You know, it's hard for me to say these kind of things because that ain't my way. But if I could just unzip myself and step out, be someone else, I want to be you. You're all hard, Rock.
Then, of course, he ends it up with a polyism.
Now, bust this guy's teeth out.
Yeah. I tried.
Even AJ was looking at him like it was so sweet it was, you know?
Yeah.
Very different atmosphere. Everybody's booing him. Nobody likes him. He's on foreign turf. So he's getting a little... feel for how it was for Drago.
Right, and what a different and the dynamic from what, you know, Vegas was on the stage and all the theatrics as opposed to Russia, you know. The difference in the whole setting.
Oh yeah, it's all dark, it's gritty.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there's no electricity, there's no showmanship, there's no theatrics.
Right.
It's just him coming. But that's the way they were. The Russians are just, you know, robotic. Let's go out and do this. Of course, Drago comes out. I mean, even when he gets into the ring, he just, look, face is like stone.
Yep.
He goes over in this, the Russian prime minister, who just happens to look like Gorbachev.
Yeah. How about this is not for the
title. Yeah, this is not for the title. It's a non-sanctioned fight. And when they took Rocky's robe off, he looks like an anatomic diagram of a human male body.
Right.
Just everything.
Yeah.
Crazy. And they sing the, you know, Russian national anthem. They're showing back and forth. And Rocky does not get a very good welcome.
No.
as expected.
Right. There's a few cheers for him, but not many.
Oh, boy. And it's so funny because, I mean, obviously, those of you that saw Creed 2, and you see, like, what happened to him after this. Like, his entire life was ruined after this fight.
Right. Right.
Well, when they stand next to each other, obviously toe to toe, and you know, he's just, I mean, Dolph Lundgren's huge.
Yeah, reminiscent of Rocky versus Hulk Hogan a little bit.
Yeah. And again, one of the like eight words that he says, "I must break you," one of the most
right.
quoted movie lines.
And it was this was the fight, this was the movie where Stallone was egging on Dolph, "Come on, hit me.
Yeah.
Really hit me. We want to make this as realistic." And Dolph hit him and put him in the hospital for like 7 days.
Crazy. Well, I mean, and also not only is Lundgren huge, but I mean, he was already a martial artist. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't know about fighting.
Right. You know.
I mean, he's got a reach on him that's like from here across the street.
Right.
And he's just, you know, he can't get in there because of the jab. I mean, the jab's keeping Rocky way out there.
Yeah.
And not to skip way ahead, but that's why it was kind of funny in Creed 2 when Adonis is like, "You think that'll work?" He's like, "Well, I won, didn't I?" He's like, you know, he had to get inside and get inside tight.
Yeah, you
got to
bring the fight to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Which leaves you in a very dangerous position.
He gets knocked down, as you know, you would think. Duke doesn't have money. Duke's like, "Get up, man. Just get up."
Yeah. The punishment Rocky takes in this fight.
Oh.
I mean, in real terms, they, you know, it would have been called.
Oh, well, Sly even said that when they were doing the Drago versus Rocky version, when he was going, "Look how many unanswered punches they threw." He goes, "That's so unrealistic."
Yeah.
He's like, "That would never have happened in a regular box."
No, the ref would have stopped it.
Throws him into the corner.
And that would never be allowed either.
I know.
Yeah.
I see three of them out there. Get the one in the middle.
Get the one in the middle. Polly.
Surprise Polly doesn't have a bottle of Four Roses in his body, you know, in his training.
He probably does. Take his heart. No pain. Duke could get you worked up to go buy milk at the grocery store.
Yeah, listening to Duke, no doubt about it.
He can't get in there. He's all over the place. He's just Drago's throwing jabs, and he just can't get in. Duke's yelling. He can't hear. Yeah, every time he tries to reach him, he's just too far away. Oh, and this is the scene where he picks him up and throws him.
Oh, yeah.
That would have never happened.
No.
It is a non-sanctioned fight, so who knows?
Right. And no money to be made.
Right.
Just a little hint there.
But here's one of the scenes when I tell you the theater erupted. Here it comes. He's got Rocky in the corner. He's unloading on Rocky. Boom.
He's
Duke cut. Knows he's cut.
He's the place cut. Went
nuts.
Yeah.
The theater went completely insane. And then Rocky gets in tight and starts hitting him in the body, he's chopping him down.
And that's Rocky's game to the body.
Right.
Has been from the original.
Oh, it's just. He grabs him by the throat and punches him. And now they're on the ground, they're wrestling. I love when Drago's like, he's not human.
Yeah, he's like a piece of iron.
He's not a machine, he's a man. And then he cuts to him. And he says he's not a man, he's not human. No pain.
And the music, the bells.
God.
The bells that get just get your blood just running.
It just, you can't get hyped up watching this kind of stuff. You have a ticker problem.
I know. Those Rocky bells are just, oh.
Crazy. But this one, you know, they're showing rounds go by. They're showing shots go by. Rocky's getting knocked down again. Round seven. You know, the Drago's starting to look tired. He's starting to get swelling over on his eye.
Yeah,
his
yeah.
You know, he's starting to make a difference. And they're just going at it still, hitting each other. Round 11. And this is when the announcer says, starting to hear a few cheers.
A few cheers now from Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Crazy. And then the montages of the punches.
Like yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. No pain. Yeah. You get in the ring.
You see the sweat flying off and the spit coming out.
Right?
He's actually talked about that. There's like a science to that. He's like, you just don't spit. He's right. Like, you know, you got to like cough.
Right. You know? So it sprays.
Yeah. He was doing that on a talk show.
Yeah.
I think he did it with Fallon or one of them.
Yeah.
You know.
Now the guy goes downstairs, tells Drago, you know, this idiot's winning. You got to win. Drago picks him up by the neck.
I know, right?
He's like, I win for me. I fight for me. There goes Duke. And now here, hold on. I thought forever he said, you're dead.
Oh, really?
I thought that forever. I thought Drago was like, you're dead. I didn't know he said till the end.
Oh, he said till the end?
Just a few years ago. What's that?
What did he say till the end?
Yeah. Yeah, he says to the end.
I always thought he said, like in Russian, good luck. No.
No, I saw somewhere it's to the end.
No kidding. Okay.
And I always thought he said, you're dead. You're dead. I was like, all right.
Okay.
Kind of corny, but whatever. But to the end makes more sense. Like, look, we're both going to the end. And now Rocky just comes back and just unloads on him.
Well, I love how he just kind of takes the hits and he's like, come on, fight. You know, and Rocky just.
Yep. Well, see, he starts hitting him upstairs. I mean, up by his head, but then he starts hitting him downstairs to get him down. Yeah. I mean, he's such a big guy. You almost have no choice but to fight him that way. I mean, they're just going back and forth and back and forth, trading punches that are just crazy. And then Rocky knocks him right through the ropes. Well, almost through the ropes. He lays down and goes through the ropes on the bottom.
Yep.
Yep, there he goes. Through the ropes. It's over. Rocky puts his hands up. Everybody lifts him up.
Yeah.
He got the poster, which wound up being the movie poster after where he came out. And the people are all cheering for him. All the Russians are cheering.
Right.
And then you have the speech that he gives.
And his eye looks like hamburger again.
What to expect? About that, so I guess I didn't like you much, none either.
I didn't like you much, none either.
Yeah.
That's good English right there, Rock.
During this fight, I've seen a lot of changing. The way you felt about me, and the way I felt about you. In here, there are two guys.
It's funny how he just incorporated the times, though, of what was going on in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like he says here, there's two guys killing each other, but it's better than 20 million.
Right. It was definitely a.
Let's not have World War III.
Right.
If I can change.
Big meaning. Big meaning behind it.
Huge.
And you can change. We можете измениться. Everybody can change.
Everybody can change. And then the Gorbachev look-alike stands up and starts applauding.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. This movie was banned in Russia for a very long time.
Seriously? I did not know that.
Yep, very long time.
I can understand why.
Yeah.
I mean, I did not know that.
Merry Christmas, kid.
See?
And that is it.
Your point exactly. It's a Christmas movie.
Yep, exactly. But that is Rocky IV is, so Rocky IV was a lot shorter than three, I think. Let's see what we got here. Hold on a second. That was 9 minutes shorter.
But for some reason, three seemed to go by like that.
Yeah.
You know, four, not so much. I don't know why, even though it was, shorter. To me, it seemed longer. But no. I don't know.
I don't know. But it was good, as always. It made the most money in all the Rocky movies.
Did it really?
Soundtrack, yeah. Soundtrack made a ton.
Oh, yeah. The soundtrack alone.
Money off that. Just good stuff. Good stuff. It was entertaining, exciting.
Great feel-good story, as always. Yeah. You know, yeah. The underdog comes back.
Well, not for the Russians.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Which, like you said, I could see why they wouldn't want it shown in Russia, but
right.
You would think in the 80s and 90s that it wouldn't be, they wouldn't allow movies in anymore. It wouldn't be like that. But it was. It was kind of crazy that they didn't have that. But I mean, that's what type of country they lived in.
Right. I don't recall ever hearing that, but it certainly makes sense.
Yeah. But it was cool. It's fun. I like doing these. They're pretty fun.
Yeah, definitely love
good
it.
Good stuff.
So what are we? We're gonna do director's cut next, right?
We'll do director's cut next, and then we'll do five, and then we'll do Balboa. We can cross into the Creed world if you want to. We'll see.
No matter.
We also have a lot of other things. We have a lot of other things going on as well. So we might. We'll see. But yeah, is the plan to do.
Yeah, not next, but. The next one in the series is the director.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
What I meant.
Exactly. So.
Let me rephrase that. Yeah. Which is very interesting. Absolutely. But it's going to be very, very interesting. The director's cut as opposed to four. We've talked about this, but to actually share it, I think it's going to be really, really cool.
Agreed. It's a different feel of the movie, the whole completely. So,
yeah,
it's going to be fun to do that one. So,
looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Well, we'll see everybody next week. Hope you enjoyed it. Tell us in the comments, like we always tell you to do.
So, hey, if I can change,
that's right.
He can change.
That's right.
Everybody can change.
Everybody can change. All right, guys. We'll see everybody next week. Appreciate the support. Thanks for watching.
Take care.